You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report. It is the 10th day of July, a Thursday afternoon. On the phone line with us is Dan Swicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, we better take a look through the charts and maybe talk about tomorrow's world agricultural supply and demand estimates. Which place would you like to start?
Both of them are going to be bearish, so it really doesn't make a lot of difference. I just blame it on the Matt Bennett selling those extra bushels. That's what it's all about.
Matt had them stored away down there in the elevator.
Yeah, he had them stored away. He's selling those extra bushels this week. No, just kidding. Chart-wise, Monday's gap that was left because we didn't trade in the overnight, and we had 3 days of bearish pressure building up. So when we did open at 8:30, we opened sharply lower on corn and soybeans. That left a a chart gap not only on daily charts but weekly charts. Mm-hmm. And if you want to view that as a measuring gap, maybe off of the high that we had prior to the report, you can start talking a move down into the 370s. I think if you want to use the June rally that we had as a midpoint, then we could start talking about something a whole lot cheaper. There's, you could probably read a move, I think, in Dees Corn, probably down near the $3 level if we want to go that far. But I think probably 370s is the next stop. If nothing changes, then we're going to do a quick move to 340. And then from that point forward, we'll see how big the crop is. But some chartists, you can read Dees Corn maybe down as low as $3.
Yeah, I saw that on Monday or Tuesday when I came back to work. I was off on Monday, and boy, I didn't mention it on the air, but boy, that looks deep and hard. And I suppose we'll know more from the WASDE reports tomorrow and what USDA thinks about the actual size of the U.S. crop. Generally, they would not change what their feelings are about national average yield, but they may very well this time around.
They could, and they have. They got all of the, the good to excellent rating levels, which are the best that we've had in a long time, if not the very best for this time of year. The weather pattern has been generally favorable. However, I did catch Daryl and Scott's article that June was not necessarily real favorable toward, busting way through the trend line yield like we had in the past. My friend Mike Tuhill, agronomist up in the Bloomington area, he tells me that the Illinois corn crop, he's just been in field after field after field. That's just unreal, and he thinks that the Illinois corn crop will bust 190. And, if that's happening in Iowa and Indiana and all over, well, then you could start talking about, and I think the trade is already wanting to talk about, a national average yield maybe closer to 170 than 165. And that is what's getting this market so bearish, is if something like that would happen, then next year's ending stocks levels are going to go over the 2 billion bushel mark. And that would, that would warrant maybe a move down to $3 if that is the case. But we still have a couple months yet to go before the crop is made and in the bin. There's been a lot of Augustus that has changed the complexion of the crop pretty quickly. So we're not totally through the growing season, but at least from what I can understand what's going on out in the field, we got an awful big crop to come. And if that's the case, the market's probably going to go a whole lot lower than anybody thinks.
Let me ask you a question here real quick. Based off a comment you just made, that if we are above $2 billion, that would warrant moving into the down into the $3 level. Well, $3 is one thing, but into the lower $3 level would be a whole different thing. And we're only talking about the difference between one, I don't know, it's a lot, but we're talking about another half a billion bushels or 500 million. So we're going from what, 1.7, say we went from 1.7 to 2.2. Does that really mean we need to go that deep? That just doesn't seem like it's necessary to me in the cash price.
Well, it may not be necessary. Nothing the market does is really necessary. I mean, when it goes to the extremes, but it does go, it can go to the extremes. Yeah. And it'll depend a lot on harvest pressure. Our export program for new crop corn, it is picking up a little bit, but it's nothing to write home about with new crop sales only at 168 million at this time. I think probably a lot of guys, a lot of our buyers are probably waiting to see how low is before they step up to the plate. I mean, they're hearing the same information that everybody else is hearing, big crop, lower prices, blah, blah, blah. So they're going to stay patient before they come to the table. You know, barring, you know, a hot and dry August and or maybe an unexpectedly very early frost, the market is on track. I mean, the growing season has been good enough to be on track to produce some pretty big numbers, and we don't have no loan rates, no nothing to stop it. So we're going to go to what we called back in the mid-'80s market clearing levels. And whatever market clearing levels are, is that is where we're going to go to try to become the cheapest supplier of corn to the world, so the world begins to buy our corn rather than corn out of the Black Sea or Argentina corn.
All right. Well, hey, thanks so much, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He, of course, is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Joins us on this Thursday, the 10th day of July.